This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the man that's talking. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badgers running back. And Leroy Butler here as well, inventor of the Lambeau Leap Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Butler did it.
Finalist joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He is Greg Cassell, senior producer at NFL Films, executive producer and analyst on NFL Matchup on ESPN. Greg, thanks for coming on.
Oh, glad to be with you guys. How you doing?
Doing good. I think everybody was a little taken aback by the butt-kicking that happened to the Packers against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the weekend. Aaron Rodgers' offensive line wasn't all that great based on what we saw. Bakhtiari and Lindsley seemed to be okay. What happened really on the right side of the offensive line against that Tampa Bay defense?
Well, this was a schemed game by the Bucs defense. It wasn't so much guys getting individually beat. It was a multiple front game with a lot of different players lining up in different places, making it difficult for the offensive line to figure out who was going to be blocked. So they did a really good job of forcing them to decipher it pre-snap and then sort it out post-snap. And they were very aggressive. They blitzed. They played 3 snaps of cover zero on third down. So this was a tactical game more than, hey, this particular offensive lineman had a bad game.
So and so you look at this game, and a lot of people are talking about scheme and the scheme that Matt LaFleur had coming into this game. They won 4 in a row. It looked good. I guess the question would be, is there another defense out there that can pull this scheme off again? Because I think it's got to be about the Jimmys and the Joes, right? You've got to have the players to pull this scheme off.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, well, it's also, you know, it comes to coaching. This is the kind of thing that Todd Bowles does. He didn't just whip this out on the Thursday before the game. You know, this is the kind of thing I'm sure they practice. It's part of what Todd Bowles has been doing his whole career as a defensive coach. So that's part of what the Bucs do. You know, you always see this in the NFL. There's always games against good quarterbacks and good offenses where the defense on a particular day out-schemes them, out-tactics them, and then people try to make definitive judgments. They say, well, that's the blueprint, or so-and-so got out-coached. That always happens in the NFL. You know, as you guys know, you played, you know, the other team gets paid as well. The other paid coaches get paid too. Sometimes there's just a given day where that particular scheme beats you. You know, I'm not a blueprint guy because I think that if one thing was going to beat really good players, then why isn't everybody doing it every week? It doesn't happen that way. You know, there's been games through Tom Brady's career where he's had bad games and people, you know, they don't do the same thing every week and, oh, that automatically works. So it was one of those games where the tactics employed by the Bucs just really caused a lot of problems for the Packers offense.
Yeah, Greg, if I would have told you both quarterbacks wouldn't have thrown over 170 yards, I think people would have said, maybe, I don't know, it'd been, what would it come down to? And it came down to turnover, something Aaron Rodgers very rarely do is throw two interceptions.
Right.
So my thing is, Aaron Jones never got a chance to get going. He only had 10 carries for 15 yards, and that put a lot of stress on that offensive line to protect Aaron Rodgers, who got sacked 5 times.
Yeah, and I think it was one of those games that after they got the lead and then the game turned, it got away from them. And then sometimes that happens in games as well, and then you get away from sort of the rhythmic flow of your offense, the way you want it to be. So there are games like that as well. Then you chalk that up, you know what happened, and you go back to the basics. And, look, I look at a team like the 49ers. Okay, they had some bad outings offensively. They had just gotten their butts whipped by the Miami Dolphins. And what does Kyle Shanahan do on Sunday night against a good Rams team? He goes back. I'm sure they had a pretty intense week of practice. They go back to what they do. They add a wrinkle or a tweak to what they do, and they come out really sharp. You know, these things happen in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the reason why I want to stay on it real quick, Steve, Matt LaFleur said because they remember they come off a bye week. He said the week of, they didn't have a good practice. He said
right.
They went outside. It was 45 degrees. It was windy. I don't know why they just didn't go inside. But I guess it is something to it that you practice, and how you play is something to that. I think maybe that's the reason why Aaron was saying they needed a kick in the rear end after this game.
Yeah, and look, I know because of what we were dealing with the pandemic and the off season, and even the week of preparation now is different. This was a tough deal for an offense to deal with because of all the different. I can remember a play where Whitehead, the safety, was lined up as a zero technique defensive tackle. So the Bucs showed a lot of different things, and then the offensive line and the protection has to sort all that out. And not only do you have to sort it out pre-snap, but then you have to sort it out post-snap. Because as you guys know, protection rules, they don't change in the middle of a play. You have the protection rule pre-snap, and the rules don't change in the middle of the play. So this was just one of those games. It was tough. And they couldn't quite get a handle on all the multiple looks that the Bucs were showing them.
Talking with Greg Cassell here on the Wendy's Big Show. Of course, executive producer and analyst on NFL Matchup on ESPN. The middle linebacker position for this team has been an issue for quite some time. And they get Kirksey. He gets hurt, obviously. And now they've had to play with Ty Summers and so forth. How big of an issue, and Barnes, how big of an issue is it, do you think, for this 3-4 defense, lacking an impact player at that position right now?
Well, as you guys know, Green Bay is not a base defense very often. I mean, they only play about 20% of their snaps in what would be considered a 3-4. This is a sub-package defense, and it's predominantly a dime, six defensive back defense. Almost 50% of their snaps come out of dime. So they need a linebacker, obviously, to play in the dime, one linebacker, and they probably don't have the guy they really want right now. They would want it to be Kirksey. So, yes, that's an important position. But they don't play a ton out of their what would be considered a base 3-4. But, no, that's a position of you'd probably say, of weakness right now. That's why you see them do a lot of things when they get to their sub. You see Za'Darius Smith moving all around. He's kind of a stand-up player. He's a joker. They move him all around because they're just looking for ways, I'm sure, for that position to be productive.
When we talk about that Packers defense, the one player we constantly talk about is Preston Smith, who has not performed anywhere close to the level that he performed at last year. We've heard some say maybe he's a little bit heavier than he was last year. Have you seen anything on tape that has sent up red flags to you as far as why he's not getting the same type of pressure as last year?
No, that I can't answer. I can only speak to what they do defensively. For a Mike Pettine defense, I guess the two things that surprise me is they don't play very much man-to-man coverage and they don't blitz very much. And, I think we always thought of Mike Pettine, certainly going back to his Rex Ryan days, as a guy who would blitz and play man. And they don't play very much man and they don't blitz a lot. So it's a zone-heavy defense. And I guess, that's the way he feels is the best way to play. The problem in this league is we live not only week to week, we live not only day to day, but minute to minute. So when something bad happens, we all have to make these definitive judgments about a team. They're 4-1. I think they're doing okay for the most part.
How good is Jaire Alexander, in your opinion?
I think he's really good. I mean, I'd love to see him. And again, Mike Pettine knows his players more than I do. He's with them every day. I loved him as a man corner because I think he's really feisty, competitive, aggressive, in addition to having the obvious physical traits. But they don't choose to play a lot of man. But I think he's one of those guys that could play man coverage really well.
Greg, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks,
Greg. Really appreciate it, man, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the season.
All right, guys, appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet. Take care. There he is, Greg Cassell, senior producer at NFL Films, executive producer and analyst on NFL Matchup on ESPN.
Now, any kin to Howard Cosell?
Yeah, you've asked this every single time we have him on. I believe it's Howard's nephew. Yes.
Is his nephew?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit more what Cassell had to say there
to
with you and Leroy, Gary, coming up next, as far as whether or not you think they should be playing more man-to-man defense instead of as much zone as they've played.
I
whether
like
or not
that, Steve.
Maybe they should be blitzing more than they've blitzed
to this point.
That's all coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, let me tell you all about my good friends over at Wendy's.
I don't even know what that means.
Now, again, I had somebody come up to me the other day when I was at Pick and Save, which is it's not. By the way, Leroy, you're killing me with this Pick and Save stuff. You really are. I mean, I leave the show, and I leave here at 6 o'clock, and then there's the Pick and Save right there in Oak Creek. So I walk into the Pick and Save in Oak Creek, and what do I hear? I hear Leroy Butler's voice yet again as soon as I walk into the Pick and Save in Oak Creek. Your spot in the Oak Creek and the Pick and Save speakers must play like every 3 or 4 minutes, I think.
I wanted it up every 30 seconds, so I got to get that changed.
Oh, my God.
Poor Bay.
Buddy. I mean, again, we walk. I just started laughing. I'm like, I just love talking to that dude, and there he is again. He's everywhere.
He's in my head.
There's no escaping Leroy Butler. He's everywhere you are. There's nothing to do about it.
Or everywhere you want to be.
But I did have somebody come up to me and say that they also tried to yell 36 at a Wendy's speaker, and the person did not know what they were talking about. Same thing happened to me. Wendy's is taking the pretzel bun to a whole new level, introducing our new pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger. Backs a quarter pound of fresh beef, Munster cheese, and again, you can go with the Munster cheese if you like, or you can substitute out for American cheese like I do, applewood smoked bacon, smoky honey mustard, crispy fried onions, those I think top it all off, and a warm beer cheese sauce, all on a pretzel bun. Not a regular bun. It's on a pretzel bun. The Pretzel Bacon Pub Cheeseburger at participating Wendy's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.